Shalom aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special chus for me and Rosh Yechiu. Chayecha befega batzmichal yedizbasya. This is based on the Torah of Rabbeinu Rabbeinu HaGoyin of Avon Ginochovsky Zatzal. It says in this parasha, Ve'alechom mitzitzis or isa moisoi. Talk about tzitzis. There's a maisa that happened to the person who took off his tzitzis on Erev Shabbos after he was tovel in the mikvah, and he forgot to make a baracha. When he put on a new talis katan, he put on a new tzitzis that he wasn't wearing before, put on his Shabbos tzitzis, and he didn't make a baracha. And then he remembered Bizman Tosefes Shabbos. He remembered after he'd already been makabel upon himself, it wasn't yet Shabbos yet, time-wise, but he'd already been makabel upon himself Shabbos. So now he's stuck because he was makabel upon himself Shabbos. So that means it's like night and he hasn't made a bracha. He can't make a bracha on tzitzis at night. Because if he does, it's tied to disaster. It's a contradiction. Because he's makabel upon himself Shabbos, that means it's night. And if he makes a bracha, it means it's still day. Like we say about the Avnei Meiris, it's Shulchan Aruch, Ruchan Sim Lam Sifhei, that's Vidab Meir in Bod Yom before you put on tefillin. So you can't put on tefillin afterwards. Mishnah Berurah explains that the reason is you already made this night. You said Kriya Shema Tefillah of Meirif. Mimeniach by tefillin, Yachzav Yaseu Yom. If you put on tefillin again, you're going to be making it in today. So you can't Vidab Meir then put on tefillin. It's two contradictory kulas. You can't be Makabel Shabbos and then make the Baruch on Tzitzis. It's nighttime. It's too late. That your takana is that you should just leave the tzitzis on the whole night and make the bracha in the morning and this talis katan. When you make the bracha on the talis gadol, it'll be chal on the talis katan. And then the bracha is going to be chal on afreya. Chayra, that's the takana. So there are various ways to approach this issue. We'll begin with the machlekes Rambam Rosh. Rav Menachos, 43a, learns from Ruisa Moisei Pratik Ksus Laila, that you're not chayv tzitzis if it's Ksus Laila. It's machlek is what this means. Rambam Rosh. Rambam says that the Zman is koivea. If it's day, he's chayv in tzitzis. If it's night, he's patur in tzitzis. According to this, even a Ksus, shemeyuchad liyom, in lov shoba laila patur in tzitzis. Even if you have a day garment, you wear it at night, it's patur min hatzitzis. It all depends on the time. The Rosh learns that the ksus is what's koivas. The ksus is what determines. If it was a special ksus for the day, then it's chayiv at night. And if it's a special ksus for the night, then it's chayiv by then it's patur by day. It all depends on whether it's a day garment or a night garment. A day garment is chayiv, a night garment is patur. And it doesn't matter when you're wearing it. So now, this takana will be effective of making the bracha in the morning only if we say, like the Rosh, that ksus yoim balayla chayeves. Because it's a ksus yoim that he's wearing. It's chayev at night. It's chayev tzitzis at night. And now, he's as the garment was still on him, he never took it off. So he's making the bracha. So it could be Chalam Afreya, takes effect retroactively. But the Rambam, according to him, since Ta'an night was Zman Ptur, his bracha won't help. Because there was a time in the interim where he was Patur Min HaMitzvah. So on this period of time, from the Tosefes Shabbos until it became night, according to the Rambam, he was chayev in tzitzis. And now comes nighttime and he's pater. And then in the morning he wants to make the bracha, it won't work. Because in the interim period, he was Pater. Since in the interim period he was Pater, it can't be Chalam Afrei. How Bracha's Chalam Afrei, hopefully we'll get to. But this is assuming that the Bracha can take effect retroactively, as long as there was no period of time where he was completely Pater. If there was a period of time he was completely Pater, so that's a Hefsek, and the Bracha can't be Chal. And that empty space where there was no Chiyuv Tzitzis. So according to the Rambam, nighttime is Pater. So Mele, when he makes a Bracha in the morning, it's not going to be Metaken what he wore during Tosefet Shabbos. But according to the Rosh, he was really chayv the whole time because it was a Sukkosiyim. And Memela, he's going to be fixing the missed Bracha in the morning when he makes the Bracha on the, either on this Talis Katan or on the Talis Gadol to be Motzi the Talis Katan. However, so again, it only works according to the Rosh, but not according to the Rambam. However, Yesh Ladin, with this, whether this Takana is really a good way of fixing it. This tikkun is a good way of fixing it. We're making the bracha in the morning. Sharei kishenizkar bizman tosefet Shabbat shlo birech al atzitzis, when he remembers during zman tosefes that he didn't make the bracha on the tzitzis, why don't we tell him she'adarav yivshor hatalis kidei shelo yilbo shayse b'loi bracha? I understand. Came to Yosefet Shabbos, and then he said, whoops, I didn't make a bracha. So take it off. Take it off, so you're not wearing it without a bracha. Because this tikkun is only according to the Rosh, not according to the Rambam. Don't mess with the Rambam. According to the Rambam, during Yosefet Shabbos, you have a chiyuv tzitzis. And now you're wearing tzitzis without a bracha. So take them off. However, that's not true. Because nevertheless, in this case, it can be a mekayim the mitzvah without a bracha, because the MS, even a mute person, we allow to wear tzitzis without a bracha, even though mitzvah tzitzis is vishus. You don't have to put on a four-corner garment, but you choose to. It's only a vishus. But we allow a mute person to do it because he wants to be a mekayim the mitzvah, only in Trumas and Maisus. We've seen the Mishnah, famous Mishnah, Trumas 1:6, that a mute person shouldn't be tarim because he can't make a bracha on that frasha. Because shiny hasan, another person could do the mitzvah, but here nobody else can do it for him. So Mamela, we let him wear without a bracha. Yesh la'ayin, if we're discussing here, if the machlekes between the Shagas Aryeh and the Beis Halevi is relevant. They argue with regard to the din of esei teiche leisesei. In an instance, shuhu yochol lekayim ha'esei rak im yitche lav. Adam acher, so what would be the din in a case where you can only be mekayim the essay if you're doicha the lav, but somebody else could be mekayim the same essay without being doicha the lav? Shagas Aryeh holds simon chavtes, you shouldn't be mekayim. This is efshar lekayim shnei. Let somebody else do it without being doicha the lav. Nashein came, Beis Halevi in the Tshuvas, the very first simon, he says you can be mekayim the mitzvah because it's not considered efshar lekayim shnei, because he can't be mekayim the mitzvah without being doicha the lav. So therefore it's considered yevshar lekayim shnei, you can't. Do the mitzvah without being doicha the lav, so you can be doicha the lav. So Achinami, based on what we said about Shumas and Maisers, Rebbe Adam Zeh, Einav Sherut Lekayim HaMitzvah, this person can only be Mekayim the Mitzvah V'Afrosh HaSturumeh without a bracha. And nevertheless, we tell him that he shouldn't be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Somebody else should do it who can make the bracha. So this Mishnah sounds like it's a raya for the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh says, when it talk about essay dechalais, to say that if somebody else can be mekayim the essay without being dechalais, to say, so let him do it. And then you're going to miss out on your mitzvah. So to hear, we're not talking about essay dechalais, we're talking about doing a mitzvah without a bracha. So to hear, we tell the Elaim don't do the mitzvah without a bracha of a freshest truma, because somebody else can be mafresh the same truma with a bracha. So that sounds shagas aryadik, not esalevidik. Anyway, back to our tzitzis shaila. This takana is even in an instance where his kavana with the bracha was almanas livshalatalis balayla rakachakach nimlach shalala poshto b'shul shalala bracha. In other words, talking about a case, this person put it on in Tosef, put on his tzitzis, and he planned to take it off at night. He planned to take it off at night, and then he decides, you know what? I'm going to keep it on in order that I can make a bracha in the morning, and it'll still be on me, and then the bracha will be chalam afreya, because I never took off the tzitzis. So it works even in such a case, because, like, for example, we don't find that if somebody, say, puts on, he says he's putting on his talis for davening, and he says, I'm going to take off my talis after davening. Then after davening, he decides to stay in his talis for another hour. We don't find that he can't do that. The bracha is not chal on that. So mechusar ma'isa b'pshita, if he lacks this ma'isa of removing it, that's not considered a hesach hadas. It's not considered, if he still has to remove it, that he had a hesach hadas, that it's considered as if he's not the, he was Mesiach Das, and that's going to be a hefsek between his bracha later and his putting on originally. No. As long as he stayed on with it the whole time, that's fine, even if he had originally planned to take it off at night. Now, is it really work that you can make a bracha on the talis kotel mafreya? Meaning that you put it on Friday afternoon, comes to the Sefer Shabbos, you're ready to make a bracha, you just keep it on, and then you make the bracha Shabbos morning, and then it's Chalam Afreya, it covers you for the entire time, earlier on. So does that really work, this Chalais Bracha, the Mafreya? So, Nog Bizmanenu Kemvur Mishnebrure Bisimen Ches, Seif Kotem Chov Dalid, Sheloivshim Baboikir Talis Koton, ואין מבורכן עליה בפני עצמי, רק מכוונים לפתור אותה בברכה שמברכים אחר כך על התלית הגדול. The minig in our times is that you wear in the morning a talis katan, and you don't make a bracha on the talis katan by itself. You have kavana to patter it with the bracha that you're going to make afterwards on the talis gadol, right? We all do that, all the married men or single men who wear talisim. We make the bracha on the, we put on our tzitzis in the morning, and then we make the bracha on the talis gadol, it's motzi l'mafreya, the talis katan. Frecht, Rav Bitzal Stern in the Bitzal HaChachma, in the fourth volume, Kuf Mem Tes. If there's a big hefsek, a long hefsek, between the wearing of the talis katan and the wearing of the talis gadol, who is matir person not to make the bracha on the talis katan? So must be that since your oymed liftor talis katan bibracha, sheyavorech achar kach al talis hagadol. So since you are intending to patter the talis katan with a bracha that you're going to make afterwards on the talis gadol, and it's still going to be over Lasiyasan. Why is it going to be over Lasiyasan? Because it's still before, you're still going to be wearing it after the bracha. So the bracha is still going to precede the Maisa. So you can wear it first without a bracha. Because the bracha on the talis gadol takes effect lemafreyan the whole time you're wearing the talis katan. Sha'akol hemshech mitzvah achasi. Bechada milsa. Vegamim lo birech betchilat kiuma. Niftar hakol. B'ma she mevarech achar kach. Even if you don't make it at the beginning, obviously everything you put, let's say you put on your talis cut, you get up nice early at 5:30 for your daf yomi, for chavrusa, and then you're only putting on your talis gadol, you're davening at 7 o'clock minyan. Who gave you permission that hour and a half? It must be because you're intending afterwards to make the bracha on the talis gadol, and that's going to patur la mafreya the entire time you're wearing the talis katan without a bracha. So you can see that tshuva and the B'tzei L'Chach, B'tzei L'Chach, are very interesting tshuvas. They have a yadua. I think six volumes, six of them. Fascinating. Also not hard to read. We also find another instance that the brachas chala mafreya. For example, in Yan Lulav, that those who hold Mishtabura, Tafresh, Nanalav, Sivkam, Chavav, Chayodim, Klakuf, Namche, Sifir Alav, She'af, La'achal, Shanatala, Lulav, Yochal, Varech, Al-Natilas, Lulav. And even after you took the lulav, you could still make the bracha. Why? Since the na'anuim of halal are still lefanav, you're still going to do the shaking during halal, because the shaking is part of the mitzvah. So it must be that the bracha is chal l'mafreya, because otherwise, how do we permit this? In other words, you already yoytzei yidei choybas netila. You're already yotzei dechovis netila. So how are you going to make a bracha after you're mekayim the mitzvah? You're already yotzei some. So it's too late. How long does it take you to be yotzei netila saluf? 1 second. That's it. You're yotzei. Picked it up. You're yotzei. So it must be that it's chal l'mafreya, right? We pick it up the opposite way, right? We hold the esrog upside down, so we're not yotzei yet. Even if you're already yotzei, you could still make the bracha. Why are you already yotzei? The answer is because it's chal l'mafreya. Also, in yin sukkah, you see, you make a bracha only on the achila, even though you're still mekayim the mitzvah sukkah. Even though you're still mekayim the mitzvah sukkah, even without achila, but you only make the bracha on the achila. So it must be the bracha is chal l'mafreya. It's chal retroactively. Amazing. The levush. And Simon Tov Kuf Pei Aleph writes that the Shliach Tzibur who davens Slichas Meba'od Yoim should be Mis'ativ B'talis V'loy Mevorech Yitatev B'talit V'lo Mevorech. It's Shulchan Aruch Paskins, it's Rechoshish for the Das HaRambam, that Ksus Yom B'Laila is Potter. Meaning that he put on the talis when it was still night. So he's davening really, really early slichas. So he shouldn't make a bracha. Because we're choshish l'das haramam, that yeah, it's a ksusiyam, but ksusiyam b'layla is pater. Frek the taz and tavkuf pe'alaf sifkot and beis. Since according to the Rosh, a day garment is chayiv and sitzis, and in a bracha, even if you wore it at night, why should you put yourself into Sveikas and wear something that has a Suffolk bracha and not make a bracha? How can you wear this without a bracha? According to the Rambam, it's Patur mi bracha because it's still nighttime, but according to the Rosh, it's Chayiv in a bracha. So what are you putting yourself into a state of Suffolk for? So the Taz writes that there's a takana that you should take your friend's talis. You don't make a bracha on a talis she'ula. Even the mandama that says you do make a bracha on a talis shul, that's dafka when you borrowed it in order to be yotze. Mashen came over here, where your kavana wasn't to be yotze the mitzvah of talis, you're just wearing it for kavat sibur or whatever. So that's what the talis is. The talis is to take a talis shula, borrow a talis. However, based on what we said, we have a kasha on the talis. Why can't he just wear it till day, and then make a bracha when it becomes day, and then the bracha will be chala mafreya. So maybe we're talking about a case where he's not wearing it until day. Okay, so that's the first part of this shir. Mitzvah Hashem, we have a lot more tzitzis to talk about, and Yanai tzitzis to talk about, so please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.